first reading comes to us from Genesis 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. The first day. Our second reading comes to us from Mark chapter 1, beginning in the fourth verse. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Oh God, as we sit with that cup of water in front of us, something that seems so ordinary, we are reminded that you make the ordinary extraordinary. Oh God, we pray that this moment might be an extraordinary one for us. That you would clear the fog of our minds that seems to reside in our minds these days. Clear the chaos, the distance between us, that we might most fully hear your heart this day with the ears of our hearts. And with transformed hearts, may we live transformed lives. Oh God, you know me. You know what I'm good at and what I'm not, when I try to control things and when I let you have your way. And I ask in this moment that you would have your way with me, that you would have your way with us, and speak through me your mighty word. In Jesus' name, amen. Chaos. We seem to reside in a constant state of chaos. Our lives have been turned upside down and inside out by COVID-19. It isolates us, forcing us to stay home when our hearts and minds need an out. Some of us who once thought ourselves excellent multitaskers are having our mad skills tested as we seem to never get a break from the multitasking, the blurring of the lines between home and work. The mask feels claustrophobic The walls of our very lives might feel like they're closing in on us, and there are moments when all our feelings come bubbling to the surface. We can't be at our best. For others of us, we've been able to return to work or school, but it's not quite like it once was. Our lives are still touched by the chaos. Protests, riots, and terrorism are our new normal. The arguments over what constitutes a protest, a riot, or terrorism has become our normal. Politics touches every aspect of our lives. It is unavoidable. Perhaps as you watched events unfold at our nation's capital this past week and the continued fallout thereof, you too felt the tension, the ever-widening divide, the chaos. It doesn't seem to relent. Over the waters of chaos sweeps a wind providing order and light. It separates the darkness from the light, the earth from the water, and makes them more clearly identifiable. The word wind in our Genesis reading comes from the Hebrew ruach, ruach Elohim, which is more literally translated great wind. Ruach means wind, spirit, or breath. And Elohim means great, as well as God. The wind which sweeps across the waters is the very breath of God. In Mark 1, John the Baptizer is at the River Jordan. People are coming from far and near to experience John's baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, seeking to bring order and purity to their lives. Jesus comes to the river. John baptizes him, and he rises from the water. The heavens part, and a dove descends. And that same voice that said, "Let there be light," is that same voice which says, "You are my son, the beloved." Jesus is the one John prophesied would come, baptizing not just with water, but with that very same Spirit of God. I vividly remember visiting the Jordan on a trip that my husband Jonathan and I took to the Holy Land years ago. I had always pictured the water brown and muddy as I had seen it illustrated so many times. But the water that day was a bluish green. Fish swam about. It was idyllic. A church group was gathered at the river. One by one, they each descended the stairs into the quiet waters, and a pastor would baptize them. I observed people immersed and raised back up. And as the water fell away from their faces, their mouths opened and they took a deep breath. I imagine Jesus as he walked up that very same riverbank, his clothes, his hair, his beard drenched. The voice of God claiming him as his own. And those gathered at the river inhaling the Spirit of God in their midst as if 100% oxygen were being forced into their lungs. When God's Spirit descends upon us as we accept and recognize his love present with us, all at once, light is separated from the darkness. Order is brought to the chaos of our lives, and we can breathe almost as if for the very first time. When we rise out of the water, we are not the same. And yet the chaos so easily returns to our hearts and minds. We easily see the darkness and the chaos, but the light and the wind of peace become more difficult to distinguish. Yet again and again, my friends, we are offered the opportunity to open the eyes of our hearts to experience the great wind, God's breath, and to allow it to saturate us. May this be one of those moments. I want you to take that glass of water I asked you to get at the beginning of the service.
Forgot to give you yours, Nellwyn.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I'm gonna hand this other one to Summer. Okay. So I hope you have your cup of water. And what I want you to do is I want you to touch the water with your fingers and put it on your forehead in the form of the cross. Feel the cold and the wet, but also feel the Spirit breathe. Breathe it in. May God's voice speak to your heart, and may its ears hear these tender words. You are mine. And maybe it doesn't make everything right in the world, but it writes the way you interact with it. May God's Spirit bring order, peace, and light to the chaos of your light, of your life this day. Amen.